Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Jerusalem are clear, providing a calm backdrop for the city. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild evening, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, in a special profile by the Jerusalem Post from earlier today, former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett discusses his security policy. He believes he can convince Egypt to resolve the Gaza standoff. Also, the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon earlier today. This operation follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops. Also this hour, from earlier reporting, JTA covers how ELL has maintained operations under the threat of bombs and airstrikes. A supervisor highlighted their resilience, saying they worked despite the danger. Separately, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the UN will discuss alternatives to the international force in southern Lebanon. The discussion comes amid U.S. opposition to extending the mandate. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the House Democrats' pro-Israel wing has gained power on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz says he'll be positioned to influence U.S. policy on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a former minister, shared a decision from earlier today to expel Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from Israeli settlements. Balaz News, which covers Israeli affairs, reported that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats results from the new Dutch trade ban. The diplomats have 1 week to leave Israel. Let's go deeper into today's top stories, starting with Naftali Bennett's security policy. The Jerusalem Post detailed Bennett's plans for Gaza, Iran, Lebanon, and Syria should he return to power. Bennett emphasized his belief in diplomacy with Egypt to address the ongoing Gaza situation. This reflects a continued focus on regional stability. Turning to the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. The operation earlier today targeted Hezbollah positions after a drone attack on Israeli troops. The strikes illustrate rising tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The situation remains volatile, with potential implications for border security. Meanwhile, JTA highlights ELL's resilience in wartime conditions. The airline continued operations despite threats, showcasing its commitment to maintaining connectivity. This underscores the national airline's critical role during conflicts. In a related development, the UN will discuss the future of its force in southern Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom. The U.S. is against renewing the mandate, while Israel opposes its downsizing. This debate could influence peacekeeping dynamics in the region. Finally, Axios reports on the growing influence of the pro-Israel wing in the U.S. House of Representatives. Representative Jared Moskowitz's new role could shape future U.S.-Israel relations, impacting diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reported earlier that a dispute between the IDF and the Ministry of Finance over defense budget funds continues. This follows the Prime Minister's recent financial directives. Separately, Ynet Business noted that AI errors led to the withdrawal of a multi-million dollar class action against AIG. The case involved non-existent legal rulings, highlighting AI's challenges in legal contexts. And finally, from KeyTech, Israel's IAI and Thales signed a $2 billion deal to build Nigeria's next communication satellites. This marks a significant achievement for IAI's space division, enhancing its market position. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.